Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Just Another. Episode of Just Ask the Appraiser. I'm your host, Miles Hamrick, and today we're discussing a topic that might not be as glamorous as the latest real estate trends or property values, but it's certainly essential. The topic is easements. Before we get into this nitty-gritty of easements, I want to give you a big shout-out to our sponsor, Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services. Easements. What are they? Why are they important? And how do they impact the world of real estate? Easements are often a topic that many people overlook when they're buying or selling property. It's not as straightforward as the square footage of a house or the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, but it can have a significant impact on the value and use of a property. So let's start with the basics. An easement, in simple terms, is a legal right to use someone else's land for a specific purpose. It's like having a right-of-way through someone's property, even though you don't own that property. These rights can be granted to individuals, businesses, or even government entities for various reasons. Now, there are different types of easements to consider. You've got your easements appurtenant. This type is attached to a specific piece of land, meaning that if you sell the land, the easement goes with it. It benefits one property at the expense of another, like a shared driveway or utility easement. Easements in gross, this one isn't tied to a particular piece of land, but a specific person or entity. Utility companies often have easements in gross to access power lines, for instance. Prescriptive easement, this is a bit trickier. It's an easement acquired through continuous, open, and hostile use of another person's land for a prescribed period. Think of a neighbor who's been using a path across your property for years without permission. Negative easement. This is about preventing someone from using their property in a certain way. It's more about restrictions than permissions, such as prohibiting someone from blocking your view. Understanding these different types of easements is critical because they can affect the value of your property or the property you're interested in. Now, how do easements impact real estate values? Well, they can either enhance or diminish a property's value, depending on the circumstances. For instance, having a road easement that provides direct access to a property can significantly increase its value. On the flip side, if a property has a utility easement that limits the use of a large portion of land, that can potentially decrease its value. Imagine you're looking at two identical properties, but one has a beautiful backyard that can be used for gardening, while the other has a utility easement running through it, preventing any substantial landscaping. Which one would you be willing to pay more for? Now let's talk about how you can discover easements when you're buying a property. It's not something you want to find out after you've already signed the dotted line. You should review the title report. The title report should reveal any existing easements on the property. It's crucial to have a professional review this document to ensure there are no surprises. Land surveys. A detailed land survey can also identify any easements. Surveyors will mark out property boundaries and any rights of way on easements of the land. Ask the seller. Don't be shy about asking the seller directly if there are any easements on the property. They're obligated to disclose this information. Public records, sometimes you can find information about easements in public records, especially if they involve government entities or utilities. But what happens when you discover an easement on the property you're interested in and it's not quite what you expected? This is where things can get tricky. Negotiations, depending on the type of easement, you may be able to negotiate with the easement holder. For example, you could negotiate the location of a driveway easement to minimize its impact on your property. Property value adjustments. If you're the seller, you may need to adjust your asking price to account for any easements that could deter potential buyers. Conversely, as a buyer, you might use easements to negotiate a lower purchase price. Legal remedies. In some cases, you might need to consult with an attorney to explore legal remedies if an easement dispute arises. It's always a good idea to have legal counsel when dealing with complex easement issues. Easements may not be the most exciting topic in the world of real estate, but they're certainly one of the most important. Remember, when it comes to easements, knowledge is power. Whether you're buying, selling, or simply curious about a property, understanding easements can make all the difference. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you to follow us on social media and subscribe to your YouTube channel or podcast for more insightful discussions like this one. Stay tuned for our next episode. We'll be tackling another essential topic in the world of real estate. Until then, I'm Miles Hamrick, your friendly neighborhood appraiser. Signing off, and remember, folks, if you have any questions, just ask the appraiser.
You have been listening to the Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, brought to you by Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services, with your host, Miles Hamrick. All contents are the opinion of Miles L. Hamrick Sr. for the entertainment and or education purposes only. This information is in no way legal advice, real estate advice, investment advice, or the opinion of any other regulatory agency or organization. Thank you for listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast.